Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny and breezy in the upper 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear in the mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high of 99 with wind gusts as high as 25. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 73. For Saturday, sunny and hot. We'll see temperatures at 98 degrees. Right now, it's 72.
I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Most customers I work with just want to know for sure that their insurance will cover what it says it will. They don't want a hassle with multiple phone calls, and they want to talk face-to-face with someone they know who is honest. We work hard to be that kind of agency. If you come to trust and depend on Blue Valley Insurance, we thank you. We'll always do our best to serve you at Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Dozens of elected officials and Representative Kevin Yoder's congressional district in Kansas are pushing him to demand an end to the forced separation of families caught crossing the U.S. border illegally. A bipartisan letter signed by more than 60 people was delivered yesterday to Yoder's office in Overland Park. The Republican congressman is chairman of a House subcommittee on Homeland Security and said he's heartbroken by the separations. A former Wichita police officer who wounded a 9-year-old girl when he fired at her family's dog has pleaded not guilty to aggravated battery. Dexter Betts entered the plea yesterday. Prosecutors say Betts shot at a Wichita family's miniature English Bull Terrier twice on December 30th. The Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the girl was sitting on the floor next to the dog when it moved and Betts fired twice. The girl was wounded in the eye and treated at a local hospital. Betts was fired from the Wichita PD the following month. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Authorities say a Kansas police officer died when his motorcycle crashed into another vehicle that had slowed to avoid a pedestrian walking on the highway. The pedestrian was later arrested and faces allegations of second-degree murder and pedestrian under the influence charges. The Concordia Blade Empire reports that 48-year-old Concordia officer Mark Henry was killed Monday afternoon on Highway 81 in Ottawa County. Two online gamers whose dispute over a video game allegedly led to a swatting call that resulted in Wichita police fatally shooting a Wichita man have pleaded not guilty. 18-year-old Casey Viner of Ohio and 19-year-old Shane Gaskell of Wichita entered the not guilty pleas yesterday. They're charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice, wire fraud, and other counts. Prosecutors say Wichita police responding to the swatting call shot and killed Andrew Finch of Wichita back in December, who was not part of the dispute. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Averett.
Forest River travel trailers from Boss Loaders in Marysville are designed to be functional, economical, and convenient. With ease of service, the best value for your family, choose the size and model that's right for you. If you're a beginner or experienced RVer, the smart choice is Forest River from Boss Loaders, downtown Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Milford man convicted of setting his wife on fire has been sentenced to up to 6 years in prison. Radio station KRVN reports that 37-year-old Jeremy Koch was ordered Tuesday in Seward County Court to serve a minimum of 3 years. Officers say Koch sprayed his wife with aerosol brake fluid and then lit her on fire January 10th following an argument at their rural Milford home. The woman was treated for burns at an area hospital. Last Friday, investigators with the Nebraska State Patrol Patrol and the Grand Island Police Department conducted an undercover operation to target and identify individuals soliciting prostitution in the Grand Island area. The McCook Gazette reports that this was an operation of the Central Region of the Nebraska Human Trafficking Task Force. The effort resulted in the arrest of 7 individuals for soliciting prostitution. All 7 were arrested and lodged in the Hall County Jail. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your truck's and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An appeal by Gage County was overruled Monday by an 8th U.S. Circuit Court of 3-judge panel, with the end result that pending another appeal, the county is on the hook for a $28.1 million settlement brought forward with the wrongful conviction of 6 residents in a 1985 murder case. They were exonerated and pardoned on later DNA evidence, and the county is being held liable for damages involving what was termed a reckless investigation. An emergency meeting of the Board of Supervisors was to be held Wednesday, with a June 25th deadline looming if another appeal is filed. Legal fees are already tallied in the millions, and leaders will be forced to explore options of filing bankruptcy. Farmers' property taxes fund around 70% of county operations, and many are discouraged. Some look back with regret at a decision not to settle for $15 million 5 years ago. A week-long primitive rendezvous at Corn Dodger Station near Frankfort will bring campers from several states outfitted and living a pre-1840 lifestyle. The event runs June 17th through the 24th and is open to the public opening weekend. Anyone can visit this Saturday or Sunday 9 to 4 and see period skills and encampments. The lifestyle and traditions of fur traders and early explorers are revisited on a regular basis by participants who literally live a life for a week. The last full encampment at Corn Dodger Station was several years back. The location is 5.5 miles west of Frankfort and a mile south of Highway 9 on 15th Road. Shuttles will be provided from the parking area throughout opening weekend. Again, the hours open to the public this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Jim Hornbostel of Lynn was sworn in earlier this month as president of the Kansas Rural Letter Carriers Association at the group's annual meeting in Manhattan. He began work with the post office in 1989 in Washington County, going full-time in 1994. An injury accident was reported in Gage County last Wednesday morning, 6 miles northwest of Odell, West PWF Road and Southwest 131st. Brandon Keelan of Lincoln was attempting to pass a pickup with a trailer operated by Rodney Sherling of Beatrice as he was turning. The car rolled onto its side into the ditch, and Keelan was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital for minor injuries. A passenger in the car refused treatment. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, June 15th for all age groups. If you don't have a current application on file, please bring proof of income with you. Distribution sites in Blue Rapids open from 9 to 10. Frankfort, Summerfield, Vermilion, and Waterville 10 to 11 a.m. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Okito, and Marysville residents pick up commodities Friday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 9 until noon. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging, 562-5522. Burton O. Lister, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 3 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Burton Lister. Nadine A. Edwards, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Blue Rapids. Burial Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Nadine Edwards. Kenneth Wayne Hunziker, age 91, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday.
Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the 4 Mile Congregational Church, rural Humboldt, interment the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Hunziker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, Capri blend, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Very warm temperatures are going to be expected as we head through the day, all the way through tomorrow into the weekend, thanks to an upper level ridge in place bringing in all that warm, moist air. So we're going to see temperatures well into the mid to upper 90s. Some areas could see temperatures actually over 100 with heat values as high as 105. Also, a high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest bringing sunny skies and dry weather over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny, breezy, 98. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear in the mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high of 99, wind gusts as high as 25. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 73. As into Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies, hot with a high near 98. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 73. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 84. Record high on this date, 107 in 1953. The average low, 63. Record low, 44, set back in 1985. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning, 5:56. 73 degrees, breezy with a southeast wind around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of June. It's Flag Day. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to salute the flag. The Marshall County Community Band invites all members of the military, past and present, their families, and the public to a free concert Thursday, June 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kester House Museum in downtown Marysville. Come celebrate Old Glory with a patriotic-themed concert. What better way to celebrate Flag Day than a tribute to those who protected it? Thursday, 7:30 at the Kester House Museum. It's time to salute the flag.
Weather got you melting? Wildflower Bakery and Cafe in Frankfort can help you beat the heat with cold drinks and sweet treats like soft serve ice cream. Have a dish of ice cream or use it to invent a new drink sensation like floats, sodas, and iced coffees, or even a donut sundae. Customize lemonade and iced tea with flavored syrups and enjoy with freshly made donuts, scones, or cookies. Wildflower is open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 6 to noon on Saturday.
Home run happy Houston, send the Rockets out of Oakland. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Houston Astros dominate in Oakland with their 13-5 win over the A's.
Gattis hits it high in the air and pretty deep to left field. It sends back Canna on the warning track, looking up, and that ball is gone.
On KBME, the Reds stump the Royals 7-2 thanks to an Adam Duvall grand slam.
High fly ball hit back into deep left field, and it is 7-0.
On WLW, Nats 19-year phenom Juan Soto homered twice in their 5-4 win over the Yankees.
This is Gardner drifting back on it to the warning track, to the wall. He leaps and it goes!
On WJFK, Soto's now the fifth youngest player in Major League history to record a multi-homer game. And the Dodgers beat the Rangers 3-2 in the 11th inning.
And somehow, Kike Hernandez avoids the tag and the Dodgers win it.
The FIFA World Cup kicks off Thursday morning. Russia hosts Saudi Arabia at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Back in baseball, a late-game flip-flop couldn't save the Chicago Cubs, who fell to the NL Central leading Brewers 1-0. Manager Joe Maddon explained swapping pitcher Brian Dunsing and outfielder Steve Cishek.
It had Cishek pitch to Braun and left Dunsing in the outfield. But I thought, let's go left on left here, get it right back to normal position players on the field, and Willie made a nice catch.
In boxing, unified middleweight world champion Triple G and Canelo Alvarez worked out an agreement on Wednesday for their much-anticipated rematch on September 15th. ESPN senior boxing writer Dan Raphael has more.
But I am told that it had something to do with the folks at the MGM Grand, which is the company that owns the T-Mobile Arena and the host casino of this fight. They got involved, and somehow, some way, they got this thing across the finish line. But there will be a rematch on September 15th.
Terms of the agreement, which still need to be put to paper and signed, were not disclosed. Dave Packer.
Marysville Legion Post 163 baseball team split a doubleheader at Sabetha Wednesday. Marysville wins the opener 8-4. Sabetha takes the nightcap 13-2. Marysville edged Sabetha in the championship of the Marysville Classic last weekend by a 4-3 score. Next action for the Marysville Legion team at Sunday hosting Corning. Games at 4 and 6 p.m. at Feldhouse Field.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious 5-bedroom home features 3 full baths, 2 safe storage rooms, and 3-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA late yesterday shows that corn planting virtually finished around the nation. 94% of the corn has now emerged nationally. Nebraska, 97. Kansas at 96. The corn condition, 77% good to excellent as of Sunday. That's down 1 point from a week ago. And last year, we were at 67% good to excellent. In Nebraska, 86. In Kansas, 60% good to excellent. 93% of soybeans have now been planted. Nebraska, 97. Kansas at 89. By the way, the national average, 85%. So still quite a bit ahead of the soybean planting over the five-year average. 83% of soybeans have now emerged in Nebraska, 93, Kansas at 75. And the soybean condition nationwide, 74% good to excellent, 87% in Nebraska, and 56 in Kansas. And the cotton planting in Kansas, 91% complete. The average, by the way, 68%. Sorghum planting nationally, 80% finished in Nebraska, 91, Kansas at 69. 16% is now headed out to just 1% that in southern Kansas. The sorghum condition, 50% nationally good to excellent, 36% fair, 87% good to excellent in Nebraska, and 57 in Kansas. Well, the winter wheat crop and the harvest continues to roll on as of Sunday. 14% now has been complete, 2% in Kansas, 49 in Oklahoma, and 58 in Texas. Nationally, the wheat crop still 38% good to excellent, 27% fair, 35% poor to very poor. In Kansas, 47% of the winter wheat crop still in that poor to very poor category. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Things were tough for many of our futures markets on Wednesday. Corn, wheat, soybeans all were down. Live cattle and feeder cattle struggled as well. Just could not get some things to go on Wednesday. July corn down 1.5 at 376. September down 1.25 at 385.5. July Kansas City wheat down 14.5 at 539. September KC wheat down 13 at 555. Soybeans had a tough day. July beans down 18 at 936. August beans down 17.75, 941.75. July soybean meal down 580 at 347.70. August down 570 at 349.50. Everything else was lower there too. Soybean oil was up. July was up 3 points at 30.08. August up 2 points at 30.21. So all was not lost in the soy complex after all, but boy, the beans themselves took a beating. Kansas City wheat had an awful day, and corn did not fare so well either. So kind of a tough day for our grains and soybeans. Livestock, cattle finished lower after a positive start. June live cattle down 60 at 107.92. August down 40 at 103.90 each of the later months. Also down, August feeder cattle down 15 at 145.65. September feeders down 15 at 146.67. So a tough day for both live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs had a good day, though. June hogs up 47 at 81 even. July hogs up 132 at 82.77. So a much stronger day for hogs than we saw for live cattle or feeder cattle. Cotton was mixed. To July cotton, the early contract down 140 at 93.81. October, though, was up 31 at 93.94. Mixed numbers, mostly lower across our futures markets on Wednesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
This year at Starseed, we're taking our wheat varieties to the next level. Our high-performing certified wheat varieties feature outstanding yield and protein potential. Choose a single variety from our lineup or select one of our high-yielding blends designed for diversity in your field. At Starseed, we're dedicated to offering our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map also shows you the latest scams right here in Kansas, so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap, paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, as we all know. The World Pork Expo is once again history, and if there was one theme in this year's expo, it was trade. Trade seemed to be on everybody's mind. More about that after this.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.wink.com.
Trade was on everybody's mind at the 2018 World Pork Expo held June 6th, 7th, and 8th in Des Moines, Iowa. And that's because Mexico announced a 10% tariff on U.S. pork, adding to an already 25% tariff that China had placed on pork back in April. Both moves were retaliation for U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes has calculated that since March 1st, hog futures have dropped $18 a head and are still falling. Jim Heimerl, the president of the National Pork Producers Council, said that is a $2.2 billion industry loss on an annualized basis. He says we need to get that fixed now. Jim Heimerl says we appreciate all of the trade issues the administration is trying to balance, but we're starting to take on water fast. The president said he would not abandon farmers, and we've taken him at his word, but we need these trade disputes to end now. Exports are absolutely essential to the pork industry. He said last year our industry exported $6.5 billion worth of pork. That represents about 27% of what we produce in this country. Heimerl says we understand we're in a new trade environment. He says the Trump administration is more cautious when it comes to trade agreements. He said it's important that we look for other opportunities to increase U.S. pork exports. He says we're always looking for those, but he said we need to make sure we regain the ones we've lost. Heimerl emphasized that the U.S. pork industry is not going to throw rocks at the administration. He says we want them to be our allies. They hear what we are saying. They are working with us. Nick Giordano, the National Pork Producer Council Vice President and Council of Global Government Affairs, says this is very painful for us. He says we're the biggest single sector in the United States that's right now taking it on the chin. He called pork producers patriots, praising them for being very measured and very patient, giving the administration time to get things right. He says it is an uphill climb, and our message is we're taking on water fast. There is a lot of blood on the floor, but we're giving this administration the benefit of the doubt. He said he wished he could tell producers that everything is going to be okay, but added that he can't. He says, we don't know. We are at the tip of the spear here. Not a very comfortable place to be. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 73 degrees, south wind surging in, and we'll look for highs in the middle 90s on a warm-up again today. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a Holstein sale today with 15 bull calves weighing 1 to 150, 4 Jersey bulls weighing 4 to 5, a Jersey bull weighing 800, 2 black cow-calf pairs are young, 2 black cow-calf pairs running age, 2 black cow-calf pairs 4 years old. 15 Holstein steers weighing 375 to 4 and a quarter, 15 weighing in at 4 to 5, 8 Holstein steers 4 to 5, 5 weighing in at 450 to 550, 11 Holstein steers 450 to 550 and 8 weighing 600 pounds. Holstein sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. Tyler Mall allowed 3 hits while pitching into the 7th. Adam Duvall hit a 9th inning grand slam, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the skidding Kansas City Royals last night 7-0. The Royals have lost 9 of 10 and have dropped 23 of 33 home games. They've scored 11 runs in their last 8 games and 23 in 12 June games. Up next for the Royals, after an off day today, the Royals will open a 3-game home series tomorrow with the Houston Astros. First pitch set for 7:15. Washington making its first ever trip to Omaha for the College World Series after finally fulfilling the promise of a program that at times has featured great players and great teams, but never put together a good enough postseason run. The Huskies face off with Mississippi State in the first round on Saturday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Legion Post 163 baseball team split a doubleheader at Sabetha Wednesday. Marysville wins the opener 8-4. Sabetha takes the nightcap 13-2. Marysville edged Sabetha in the championship of the Marysville Classic last weekend by a 4-3 score. Next action for the Marysville Legion team at Sunday hosting Corning. Games at 4 and 6 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
Do you know how to properly dispose of an American flag? It's a flag etiquette refresher on a Flag Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 14th, the 165th day of the year. President Donald Trump celebrates a birthday, and the Stars and Stripes were adopted as our national flag on this day in 1777. Need to brush up on your flag etiquette? Here's a few points of protocol. The flag should never be dipped to any person or thing. It shouldn't be flown upside down, except as a distress signal, never used as a drapery or covering, or for advertising purposes. Only civic or patriotic organizations may use it on uniforms. And how do you dispose of a worn-out flag? Burning in a dignified manner is acceptable. First, make a call to your local American Legion post or Boy Scout troop. Many offer periodic flag retirement services. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum encourages listeners everywhere to fly the Stars and Stripes high in the sky on Flag Day, June 14th. To show our support for all that America stands for, independence and unity. Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Do you like Country Stampede? Do you like free tickets?
Do you like KNDY? Well, log on to KNDYradio.com and tell us what you like about us, and you could win two pair of passes to the 2018 Kicker Stampede in Manhattan, June 21st through the 23rd. It's your chance to see Cole Swindell, the Charlie Daniels Band, Alabama, and more. Tell us what you like about KNDY, and you could be going to Country Stampede. How do you like that?
KNDY.